When I get together with couples for a marriage registration, they usually kind of they give us a little bit of a struggle when we tell them they got to go to the marriage classes, you know. And usually the marriage classes are like, they're four classes and they're 3 hours each class. And then I sit there and I think to myself, they don't want to go to marriage classes, but I had to go to seminary for 8 years to be a priest. And you guys get to go to a 12-hour class to learn how to be a married couple? In some ways, I think being married and having children is even more complicated sometimes than being a priest. Jesus today gives us the example of how a woman in labor suffers. But her suffering gets turned into joy. How difficult, my brothers and sisters, is it really truly to be a parent? I have 9 nieces and nephews, 3 sisters, 3 amazing brother-in-laws, and I watch the suffering and the difficulty that they have in raising children. I will tell you that there is no greater task in the world today, and there is nothing in the world today that brings greater fruit than having children. And this is why the devil is attacking our culture and our community today from having more children. And this is why it's becoming even more difficult in this world today to have children. I don't blame you, parents, for not wanting more kids, because the world that we're living in today, it's scary, and it's hard to raise children now in this age with social media and phones and things like this. No one taught you how to be a parent. You didn't get training on how to be a parent. You didn't go to classes on what children need emotionally, mentally. What are the stages of a child's development, and what do they need at each one of those stages? And how are they affected at each one of those stages? Nobody taught you those things. And so as parents, what our parents did and what you're probably doing if you are a parent is you're just mirroring what you saw from your own parents, correct? That's the best that you know. That's all you know. And so what happens is that because we're all broken and because we're all imperfect, we take, unfortunately, the good and the bad from our parents, and then we mirror that to our children. And what happens, my brothers and sisters, is that we as human beings, we only come to know who we are only by it being reflected back to me by another person. So my parents show me who I am. I cannot know who I am without somebody showing it back to me. That's psychology 101. Parents show their children who they are. That's how a child knows who they are. What happens is that life gets in the way. And God bless all you parents for the sacrifice that you make each and every day. It is not an easy task. God bless you, because I know that at times it can feel like I'm just failing as a parent, right? You feel like sometimes you can never do it right. But that doesn't mean that we still can't learn and grow. And unfortunately, what's happening in the world today is that parents today are just like, you know what, I'm going to do my best, and as long as I can make a lot of money and provide, then I'm successful as a parent. Unfortunately, again, that's something that we were raised with, right? If you just make a lot of money, and as long as you get your kids whatever they need, then you did well as a parent. As long as they can eat and they have the nice clothes, then you're good. But I'm here, guys, because I'm hearing more and more traumatic stories of young people. Just in the past 2 days, I heard about 2 young people who died tragically. You may have heard the stories. Some of them have to do with drugs. It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart because I keep saying again and again that the people that are going to suffer the most because of the sins of our community are our young people. Did you know that 85% of youth that are in jail right now grew up without a father, or had an absent father, or an abusive father? Today, my brothers and sisters, we need to learn and go back to the basics on how to raise children in a healthy, Catholic, spiritual way. Amen? This is in no way to shame anybody. This is for us to wake up, to be reminded. Each and every day, guys, I have to sit and remind myself, what are the healthy ways of being a priest? What are the healthy ways of leading your community? Not shaming, not yelling at them, but uplifting them. And also teaching, disciplining, but disciplining in the right way. And so when I give these types of homilies, it's not to shame, but it's to father. It's to father us. That's why you call me father, right? So I want us to just look at some of the basics that a child needs. All of us, actually, we all need these basics in order for us to be healthy, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and physically. They're all connected, by the way. The first thing that our children need, and that we need, especially from the ages from 4 to 10, is affirmation. What is affirmation? What does that mean? Affirmation is when you encourage and you uplift somebody. When you tell somebody something positive about them. How many of us heard our mom or our dad tell us, you know what? I am so proud of you. And if we did, we heard it maybe once. I'm so proud of you. One time, a beautiful friend of mine, I really believe she's a model Catholic mother, her son was really struggling in school. And he came to her and he just started crying because he wasn't doing good in school. And he felt so low. And she looked at him and she said, "You mean more to me than these grades. You mean more to me than these grades. These grades do not define you. What I say as your mother and as your father, that's what defines you. And we think the world of you. So these grades, they don't mean anything. You can do better, but this doesn't define you." Wow. That's affirmation. That's an example of affirming your child. Not shaming them. How many of us today as parents, we were criticized so much by our parents, so then we just start criticizing our children. We don't even realize that we're doing that. But we just criticize. We just keep nitpicking. You should be more like your cousin. You should be more like your brother. You need to try this. You need to try harder. And if you don't bring me these grades, then you're not getting your iPad. Listen, I'm all about discipline. But when you're breaking down self-esteem, then that's not discipline anymore. It's mental abuse. So what we need to be doing is affirming our children, telling them that they are good. They need to know that they are good. Otherwise, you know what? They're going to start looking for affirmation in the wrong ways. You know where they're going to go to get affirmation? From the bad friends. Not the good friends, the bad friends. They're going to go to the bad friends for the bad friend to teach them all the wrong things, to make them feel affirmed, to make them feel strong, to make them feel good enough. Affirmation. Affirm your children. Second thing that they need is they need to be blessed. Oh my goodness. Parents, did you know that you can bless your children the same way that a priest can bless someone? Only father and mother can bless their children directly. When was the last time you went up to your child and you put the sign of the cross and you say, I bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Listen, I'm a priest. My parents never did that for me. This is new stuff. Some of us didn't even know these things. When was the last time you blessed your children? When was the last time you sat and you prayed with your children and you talked to them about the scriptures and you picked a story from the Bible and you broke it down with them and you talked about Jesus with them and you told them how much Jesus loves you? Like Jesus today, what does he do? He says, the Father loves you. The Father loves you. Just those words bring us life. Just those words alone bring us life. The Father loves you. That's a blessing. So mom and dad, bless your children every single day. Do not let a day go by before you literally go up to them and you say, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I bless you. There is power in that blessing. Power to protect them from evil. Power to keep them strong. Power to keep them close to Jesus. That blessing is not just a superstition. No, that blessing is directly from heaven. Bless your children. The next thing that they need is they need to feel treasured. Children need to feel treasured. What does that mean by feeling treasured? Well, we all have something called self-worth. Self-worth. It's basically how the mind begins to measure how much it's worth, how much I am a person am worth. We look at worth, when we think about worth, we think about material things, we think about money. And unfortunately, it's because we've been taught that our worth is associated with how much we have. My worth is in what kind of clothes I'm wearing, and if I have this or if I have that. And what happens is, then we begin to think that we have low self-worth because guess what? If I don't have those things, then now I'm not worth anything. Today, our children need to know how much they are worth. And the only person that can do that is mom and especially dad. If you don't treasure your children, they have to know that they are worth everything. They are worth anything and everything in the world to you, not to their friends, not to their grandpa or their grandma, to you. That when you look at them, you see, there's nothing greater that you see. Do you treasure your children? Do you teach them that their worth is not in material things or their grades or if they're number one on the soccer team or if they're number one on the dean's list? Forget about that. Treasure them no matter what. Otherwise, again, they're going to go and seek their treasure in all the wrong ways. And that's what we're seeing. Trauma, building on trauma. Treasure them. The next thing that they need, my brothers and sisters, is they need to be wrapped. They need to be touched. Did you know that a mother who gives birth to a stillborn child, if they put the baby oftentimes on the mother's chest, right when it's born, the baby can come back to life? Do you know how much power there is in the human touch? Human touch. Children need to be held. I don't care if your kids don't want you to hug them. You grab them and you hold them tight. You touch them. You let them know that they are loved. Kids are like, I don't want my mom or my dad to hug me. That's the problem, right? They need it even more. They're fighting you because they actually need it. They don't realize how much they need it. Hug your children. That touch lets them know that they are worth something to you. That touch lets them know that they are safe. And then the last thing that they need is they need to feel protected. Children need to feel protected in the home. So mom and dad, how you are fighting in the home is very important. I'm not saying don't ever fight. Fighting is natural, it's normal. You're gonna fight. But how you're fighting at home in front of the children is a very, very, very dangerous thing, because they are going to feel unsafe if all they're hearing is yelling and screaming and banging and nasty words. They are not going to feel safe in the home. They will not feel safe with you. They will distrust you. They will disattach from you, and they will go and they will attach to the wrong things, to the drugs and the wrong friends and all of those things that we already know about. And so, my brothers and sisters, your kids don't need an iPad. Amen? They need Jesus. They need Jesus. They need your love. They need your attention. They need you to pray with them. They need you to uplift them. They need you to make them feel safe. Otherwise, they're going to get it from the world. And they will become, like St. Paul said, sons of wrath. Children of wrath. That's what the world wants to do to our children today, is turn them into children of the devil. And so you guys, I know it's hard. I cannot imagine. But you have Jesus. You have the church. You have the scriptures. You have the Eucharist. You have dynamite against all evil. But where are you putting in your time and your effort? Is it just to make sure that they're number one on the soccer team? When it comes to everything else, we're there, and we're there on time, and we put all of our time and our effort into it. But when it comes to church, when it comes to praying with them, oh, we're busy today, and we go to sleep. Why? They need Jesus more than they need their video games and their iPad. So my brothers and sisters, I am begging you, I'm saying this so that we break these trauma bonds and these trauma cycles. Because otherwise, we are going in a very ugly place right now. In the past 2 days, two young people literally just died tragically. In 2 days. What are we doing? What are we going to do? So I pray that parents, you hear this, that you take notes today, and that you begin to realize that parenting, it takes more effort to parent than it does to provide and go to work. Your energy in parenting needs to be more into the parenting your children than just providing for them. Parent them and provide them with love, with faith, with hope, with Jesus. And you will see they will bear fruit. And all of the suffering, them bringing to church and them crying in the children's room, and you feel like, dang it, I didn't get anything out of Mass, you'll see the fruit later. You will see, it will bear fruit. And so today, I pray that you share this message with somebody that you know that is struggling, a parent that you know that's struggling. Uplift them. Tell them that they can do it. Show them that they are capable. If God allowed you to be a parent, then He's going to give you the ability to be a parent. Amen? So God bless all of our parents. Let's continue to pray for our families and our communities to continue to grow closer and closer to Jesus in His home. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.